Jeff Blankman joined here today by Bud Fagan. Of course, he is the head boys basketball coach over at Peyton Sherdan with the Rockets. And, Coach, it's always good to catch up with you.
Well, good to talk to you too, Jeff. Appreciate the coverage you guys give us.
Absolutely, and we appreciate the time you give us all season long and even before and, of course, here after the season as we take a look back at this 2020-2021 season. And but I guess I hate to start it off with this, but with the craziness of the COVID and everything else, I mean, I think everybody's glad to have gotten through the season. But how is this season maybe different for you guys compared to previous seasons in your coaching tenure with the COVID and all the things that you guys had to go through?
Well, it was definitely an experience. We never knew from one day to the next who you might have at practice or games, and kind of tried to work around things with kids gone, whether they had COVID or just suspected. You never really knew. So it took a little extra planning and some jumping through some hoops, but it wasn't all bad. We got through it good.
Let's talk the early part of the season. You guys started out 1-2 of your first five ball games, a nice win over West Central, a really good win over a Glidden-Ralston team, ended up winning that one by 25. And if I remember talking with you after that game, it sounded like everything clicked really well offensively for you guys against Glidden.
Yeah, that particular game, that was probably the best overall performance that we had all year. We really felt was excited about the opportunities facing us this season, and then it just kind of went downhill after that.
Was it offensively, defensively, or both sides of the floor that really stood out to you in that win against Glidden?
Oh, I think both offensively and defensively. It was one of our better, probably the best shooting performance that we had all year, without a doubt. But holding them to 50 points, it was a good defensive effort also.
Coach, you talked about you thought that was your best shooting performance. Not just you guys, but a lot of teams seem to struggle this season shooting the basketball. And I'm sure kind of the craziness of the offseason had something to do with that. But is that the biggest factor, do you feel like, for you guys not really shooting well maybe after that game very often?
Yeah, I think so. We just, as a team, we were not a good shooting team this year. That's an emphasis we got to really work on this in the off season. We just got to become better shooters.
Does that mean just getting the kids in the gym a little bit more, maybe getting them to you know, even go shoot in their own driveway or out at the ballpark or something like that?
Absolutely. Yeah. And more restrictive shooting rather than just going out and horsing around.
Yeah, game time shots and stuff like that while you're doing your shoot around.
You betcha. Yeah.
Coach, even though you struggled to shoot, did you feel like you guys were running the offense fairly well this year and getting good looks?
Yeah, I think execution was fine. We got plenty of good shots. It's just a matter of finishing them.
Defensively, how did you feel like you guys played?
Well, we were kind of up and down in that department, too. We would play well for a half or three quarters, and then we always seemed to have one quarter that would just get away from us, where we couldn't score, and they'd get a bunch of runouts on us.
And that's probably one of the most frustrating things as a coach and even as a player. When shots aren't going for you, it's hard to probably keep that defensive intensity where you want it at.
Yeah, that's true. And no matter how well you execute offensively, if the darn ball doesn't go through the hoop, you look bad, and then you start feeling that way, and if you aren't careful, it'll get away from you.
How much did the loss against Manson Earthless Webster ended up losing that one 58-57? You guys were, you know, had just come off a win a couple of games prior to that against West Bend Mallard. Do you think if you guys maybe steal that game and get that win against Manson Earthless Webster, that maybe things close out the season a little differently?
Well, who knows? Yeah, it's possible, but I don't know. I thought the kids did play with a lot of poise down the stretch there, and we got the looks we wanted, and right up to the last second shot in overtime, they played with poise. And it was certainly a letdown, that loss. But how it affected later on, who knows.
The schedule, not an easy one for you guys this year either. I thought the Rolling Valley Conference really pretty solid up top and with several teams that went on to have good seasons. How much do you think the schedule affected you guys this year and even having games kind of rearranged and postponed due to either weather or the COVID situation?
Well, definitely it's a tough league. There's four or five really good teams in our league year after year, and even the two or three in the middle are pretty doggone good teams in most conferences. And the thing about this year is most of those teams were fairly young. They got a lot of young talent coming back.
And you guys will as well. Just two seniors on this year's team, Forrest Thompson and Connor Bruce, the two seniors on this year's team. Talk about those two seniors and what they've meant for you.
Well, they both were great leaders for us. They both loved the game and led by example. They were hard workers. We're going to miss them.
Coach, we mentioned young team. That means everybody else, juniors or sophomores, not really any freshmen really getting much playing time for you this year. But what are you looking for with the guys returning, and who are some guys maybe that you can see stepping into those roles as leaders and maybe some of the top playmakers for you in the future?
Well, we will have 8 returning letter winners besides the 3 starters. And those 8 will be 6 seniors and 2 juniors. So it definitely be the most experienced team returning that I've had. And a couple of main leaders are actually all 6 of those juniors this year that could be. But Braden Smith and Joe Carey, they've both been 3-year starters. They've been through it all, and they will probably lead us in most categories next year besides leadership.
What do you feel like the strengths, at least now, and you got a whole offseason to work with, but what do you feel like the strengths of this team will be next season?
Well, I think mainly just the experience that we can put on the floor with some depth. From there, then, we just got to be better, fundamentally sound basketball players.
What are some of the plans for the off season for you guys? Are you going to get into any kind of leagues this summer if they're available?
That is something that we haven't done since I've been here, and that I would be interested in. We've had, in the past, we just had too many baseball players and guys that didn't want to add anything else to their schedule besides football, lifting, and playing baseball. And so that hasn't been something we've pursued, but I would like to.
Coach, any other final thoughts on the 2020-2021 season?
I think we've pretty much covered it. I'm glad it's over and hope that future seasons are a little better going around, but to get rid of this COVID and stuff. But I don't think I have anything to add to that, Jeff.
All right. Thank you, Bud. Appreciate your time and appreciate everything you did for us, always getting us the results and the stats and all the hard work you put in to help us out covering you guys this season. And looking forward to the off season and looking forward to catching up with you before next season starts.
Okay, Jeff. Thank you.
You bet. Head coach Bud Fagan again with the Peyton Sherdan boys basketball team.